Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Kind of a funny story floating around this morning. I can't wait to get old and do fun things. A 99-year-old woman just set the Guinness World Record for the oldest person ever to crowd surf. She did it during a Brantley Gilbert set at the Rock Country Festival, whatever it is, out in Texas. She's known as Gangster Granny. She does a ton of stuff on social.
Oh, I love her.
She's really cute. She does a lot of pranks and stuff. But yeah, oldest woman now to crowd surf at 99 years old. And why the hell not?
I cannot wait until I get to that age. I was just in the grocery store yesterday, and I came across somebody who I immediately was like, I cannot wait to be you. So he was riding around on one of those scooters that you ride in the grocery store. You know what I mean?
The little basket in front.
Beeps when it backs up.
He did not care about anybody. Did not. Like, it was so funny. And I saw him because I was coming out of an aisle into the meat department. And he was just like taking no names, didn't care. But not only that, he was on his phone. So he was driving this little scooter.
Zero Fs were given.
While he was talking on his phone. And he was bumping into like the tortilla stand. And you know, the little pepperoni cart that is by
the pepperoni
you know what
cart.
I mean? Like all the little things on the side. Like he was just hitting them. He didn't even care. And then I saw him go around the corner into the produce, and all of a sudden I heard, whoa, and he's like, coming in hot. And I was just like, oh my gosh, he does not care at all. Like he is just rolling through this grocery store like he owns
That's
it.
That's an old dude scooter thing for sure.
And I could not wait to become him. I was like, I cannot wait
what
till
can
I get
you say?
To the point.
You're like, oh, bless his heart, he's old, and bless his heart, he's in a little scooter.
That's exactly what I did. I wasn't going to tell him to get off his phone.
No.
I'm like, he is loving life right now.
I would have pushed the pepperoni shelf a little bit closer to him so he could just knock the whole thing over.
Yeah. He didn't.
I'm like, sir, you're the greatest generation. Just roll over.
The funniest part, he did not even have any groceries in his cart. I think he was just there to have fun.
It was empty.
I just think he was just there
cruising
riding
for
around
chicks.
In the scooter. Like, I was just like,
I think it's,
guy,
you know,
this is great.
Old guy aside, generally, I think the people on those scooters just don't.
They don't care.
They don't care.
They don't care. And we watch out for them. At least I do.
Oh,
if
I stop, let them go.
The scooter coming, I'm not getting in their way. I'm like, you go first.
There's a lot of power behind the scooter.
There really is, you know?
Yeah.
And he knew that. He knew it. He was just like.
They see me rolling. They hating. Then Lori sent us a message on the text line, and I was like, we got to get Lori on the air. So she called in. Hi, Lori.
Hi.
Hi. Good morning. First of all, thank you for listening and texting and calling. You're a rock star. Second, you got to tell everybody about your 80-year-old aunt.
So we're just, you know, minding our own business, shopping around the store, and she comes around the corner, takes it wide, clips this stack of wine boxes with bottles, you know, sprinkled all around.
Yeah.
And they start to shake, and she just keeps on tootling.
No!
And all of a sudden, like, one falls, and another falls. Oh. Like a cascade. Seriously, there are probably 20-plus just crashing to the ground.
Awesome.
Wine everywhere, and she's just tootling down by the dairy section.
Awesome.
Looking at the milk, the cheese.
She just tootled away, didn't she? Were you with her?
Yes.
What'd you do?
I just, first I'm standing there, you need to look at it like, I can't afford to pay for this.
Yeah. So then did you tootle away as well?
No, because I'm a good human being. So I talked to the grocery manager, and he was just like, it's okay. It happens all the time. And so they're like, you know, they put the little cones off. Nobody can go in that area. And she's just bopping down, you know, now the hygiene section, just buying shampoo like nothing's going on.
A trail of shampoo behind her. Mouthwash
and
everywhere.
I know. I catch up with her and I said, Auntie, what are you doing? And she's from Texas. And so she's got this little accent. She says, well, if they didn't want it to be out and knocked into, they shouldn't have put it in my way.
You know what?
Should have made these lanes wider.
That's a solid life lesson right there from Auntie.
Oh, my God.
You don't want me making a mess, get it out of the way, for God's sake.
Exactly.
Bless her heart.
Yeah.
Lori, I love this story. You made our morning. Thank you so
good.
Very much.
Thank you. I love listening to you guys.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks,
thank
Lori.
You. Thank you. So funny. So good. This high school is in the news this morning. It doesn't say where it's at, darn it. Oh, well, the story is the main part. A delicious dish of baked dirt was accidentally served during a high school community supper. Oh, here it is. In Maine last week. The school admitted the mistake on socials, saying that it was an unfortunate incident. Here's how it happened. Earlier in the day, students had been baking potting soil as part of a science activity to sterilize it so they could later test, like, plant growth, I guess. The soil had been placed in a baking dish, covered with foil, and set off to the side. And during mealtime, there was some chaos in the kitchen as servers were working to quickly deliver food to the tables. The dish was accidentally grabbed and brought out. Three students ate the soil, thinking it was a dessert item. Immediately realized that it, this tastes like dirt. And they spit it out. The kids, I guess, and the dirt are doing fine. The school insisted this was just a coincidence and not a prank. And there is no indication that anyone was hurt or sickened by the mix-up. But that is damn funny to me. The lunch lady comes out with her big old dish. Here's some dessert, kids.
This tastes like dirt.
This sucks.
Mud pies are realistic.
So funny. I was actually at a school last night, the middle school for my son. For those of you that have listened for many, many years, kiddo's leaving middle school and heading into high school next year. So it was the final band concert last night, which was, it was heartwarming, actually.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it. He's not going to be pursuing band in high school, and I'm still trying to decide if that's a good idea or not, mostly because we spent a buttload of money on a trumpet.
Yeah, right? No, it's, I mean, once you make that investment, it's hard to just see them be like, well, I want to play the flute now.
Yeah, you know? Well, it's like, not even that. It's like, I feel like you're in high school now, and you really need to maybe focus on your academics, and you can knock out a ton of classes and almost essentially knock out a first year of college while you're in high school. So it's like, do you make him focus on the academics and getting good grades, or do you let him play the trumpet for funsies in one of his electives or, you know, study hours or things like that? Because, I mean, let's be logical. Where's the trumpet going to take you in life?
But
I know.
The thing is,
there's arguments.
So I played the cello all through school.
Did you?
From elementary school into middle school, all the way through high school. And in my orchestra class, there are two people in particular who play violin all around the world now. You know what I mean? So it can happen.
You could. But the odds of that, right?
Yeah, but that's the thing.
To be the trumpet player for Dave Matthews or something.
Yes, yeah. That, is that dream going to come true? Chances are probably not.
Probably
but
not.
Learning a musical instrument and playing
so
music
beneficial.
And just like the time counting, one, two, three,
not going to deny it.
If it's a waltz, right? Like,
not
there's so
deny
many
you.
Benefits that come with playing music that actually help in your academics.
I agree.
And so I feel like playing the cello was a huge part in me graduating and how I did in high school and everything. And,
multiple studies on that, Katie.
Retaining information,
yes.
My memory.
No so argument for me.
If I were to, I would say I would, you know, err on the side of he should play in high school. But that's just me.
And that's the thing. Like, I was like all in on, it's probably a good idea to let this go. Get your engineering classes in. Get your business classes in. But like, he played so good last night that I was like, dang, maybe he should continue this a little bit in high school and develop that even more friendships, you know, with the band kids.
And there's that, too.
There's the friendship aspect,
too. The community aspect of everybody doing the same thing. I mean, the like-mindedness, it's hard to deny that. But a lot of texts in here about
probably a bunch of clarinet players.
Well, you know, I mean, just I love Erica. She said that she works in a high school, and she says just make sure he finds something to be involved in. You can't just focus on academics.
100%. Yeah, I will say
you know, that. Like, and so I think that that's great. Whatever he decides to do, just make sure he finds something.
And we have absolutely said that, whether now you know, if he's thinking maybe cross country even, or track or theater or something, yes, you have to be involved.
Yeah.
Again, for the friend aspect, for the life lessons aspect, robotics, do something.
Yeah.
But I'm just not 100% that trumpet is the way to go.
But if he's good at it, I think that at
but
this
he's good
point
at
too,
it.
Like he's old enough to be able to decide what he wants to do. And if it's, I mean, I know Josh, you play musical instruments and you sing and you also play sports. Like, do you think all of those helped you, especially in high school?
Yeah, being in band and choir and guitar classes and piano classes, they all kind of culminate together. It's all about your brain function and how well everything works together. I loved my band classes. I loved my choir classes. I thought they were really fun. Oh, and for me, yeah. The thing that I liked about it is you were talking about academia earlier, Jeremy. It was like choir and band is not like a hard class per se. And it kind of breaks up the, oh, I have math, then I have chemistry, then I have blah, blah, blah. And you
sure,
get in the middle of the day,
that.
Hey, I'm going to band and I'm going to have fun with my friends. And it's kind of a nice little break in between because it's not the most mentally challenging classes there, you know?
Yeah.
So I really liked it.
And he could play taps at my funeral.
There you go. Is that stolen valor?
No idea. I had to bring it there. But
three hot cross buns.
I thought about it. I was like, he could play taps.
Yes, he could.
The one thing I won't miss, though, and I will tell you, I was sitting up front really close last night to where he was playing and the other trumpet players, is when they're playing and they got to dump out that spit valve. Oh, Lord, no.
The buckets?
No. And you know what? There's not even buckets. They just dump it right on the gym floor.
What?
I know. I was like, put a potty pad down or something.
Oh, no, right? The puppy pad.
Put a puppy pad down or a bucket. But no, they were just right there on the floor. And I was like, whoa. I was like, dude, should have taken up drums. Earlier this year, Duncan has tested 48-ounce buckets of iced coffee at a few of their locations.
What?
For reference, a venti iced coffee at Starbucks is about 24 ounces, so it's like ordering two of those. Well, guess what, friends? Now they're going to be available nationwide starting tomorrow. The buckets are $13 each and can be filled with iced coffee or refreshers, fully customizable with varying flavors, caffeine, and sweetness. But if you want one, you're going to have to hurry because Duncan says each store will only have 25 buckets.
Why?
And it's unclear if they're going to be restocked or not. Why?
You know you can make more buckets. They're doing supply and the demand thing where they're making it bigger than it really is.
They say the buckets are not meant to be shared. There's room for only one straw and they will not fit in your cup holder. And you can't get a refill. That is so much iced coffee. It looks like a sand pail that you would take to the beach. That's exactly how it looks. But $13 for a bucket of coffee? Are you kidding me?
It's going to be bouncing off the walls.
That's excessive. That's the whole lifestyle creep thing to me.
Absolutely.
Like where you're just buying it to buy it.
Oh, my gosh.
Because you got extra cash.
Yes.
You should be doing other things with that money.
Well, and it's funny you bring up that term because it's hitting people on all different levels of economics, right? Like I saw a story about Simone Biles. She was talking about getting ready for the red carpet. And she put on Twitter, she's like, $22,000. That's how much it cost her to be red carpet ready. And she was as shocked as your face, Josh, because she was like, my fellow celebrities, is this what we're doing to get ready for the red carpet? Because if it's the case, count me out. Like, she was so shocked.
But that's her world, right?
That is her
She's
world.
She's got to keep up.
She feels like she has to keep up with everybody else. And I think that we kind of feel that on our own level, too, you know, like, I want to go and I want to have a nice car that keeps me safe and gets me from place to place. And I'm willing to put up a little extra money to do so. You know what I mean? Like people's homes, they're willing to pay a little extra money just because it is a kind of a reflection of them. Right.
Yeah.
But even shopping, I know.
For sure. And you got to be careful with that because I read a lot of financial stuff and they say the lifestyle creep will get you. And it's specifically like right after you get raises. At work, if you get any sort of pay bump, you've got to be careful that now your lifestyle's a little bit better. So now you feel like you can go out and buy $13 buckets of coffee. And yeah, you know, I deserve the Mercedes now. I'm making a little bit more money. They're saying you got to be careful with that. You should take that little boost in income and actually tuck it back.
Yeah.
And not spend it and make sure you don't get involved with lifestyle creep. And that's hard to do.
It's so
hard to do because you do feel like, hey, I got a little bit of extra cash now. I'm going to go buy blankety blankety blank.
Well, yeah.
You got to watch it. You know where mine would be?
Where?
Because you just mentioned shopping. Costco or Sam's.
Oh, yeah.
I roll into a Costco or Sam's and it's like all of a sudden, money doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I'll buy everything in that damn store.
Absolutely. I need 20 packs of beef jerky.
Absolutely.
Who doesn't? Like,
four bottles of Sweet Baby Ray's. Hell yes. And some pants.
The big bottles, too. No,
and I'll be rolling out, be like, that food court. I see you, food court.
That's so funny.
I'm getting a slice on the way out, too.
That's exactly like every payday. I'm like, the drive-thru's going to hate to see me come. It's like, you know, like
I'm
going to
make that drive-thru my biatch.
Every single one. So, yeah, no, it's hard for me
to
remember.
Watch it.
Like, I'm in a certain class, and I need to keep it in check.
You do have to remember, like, yes, a very nice used Honda Civic will do you just fine.
Absolutely.
It'll get you from point A to point B, and you'll feel way more comfortable having a little extra cheddar in the bank versus rolling around in a $50,000 car.
Well, because that's it. It makes it, because the whole point of, you know, the raise and everything is to be able to save, right? It's about saving for the rainy day. And it's hard to do that if you're
blowing
it out the window every time.
It's because you're trying to impress people. That's one of the biggest things. It's like you worry too much about what people think you are rolling up in. And then, you know, they don't know your backstory that, maybe you're sitting on $1 million.
Well, we haven't even talked fashion yet. The minute a new girl, new woman comes into our office with a new purse, I need a new purse. Gosh, I can't tell you the last time I got a new purse. Like, then all of a sudden, I'm looking for a new purse. It never entered my mind.
Because you want people to look at you and be like, dang,
somebody
Katie's purse.
Else's new purse.
Like, your Walmart purse would be just fine. Yeah. It'll hold your chapstick and tampons, no problem.
It'll hold everything I
it
need.
It will.
Absolutely. So it is that. It is keeping up with people. And I know, Josh, you have to feel this.
In high school, it was the worst. Yeah. Like, everybody at my high school had the most up-to-date shoes, jeans, shorts, pants, anything. And
those were Valor kids.
Oh,
they got
Valor,
the money.
That's
a whole other thing.
They're
it was
rich.
Wild, though. It was wild to experience that because I went to a school that had uniforms all the way through eighth grade. So we all were uniform.
Yeah.
No one could stand out. Then I went to Valor, and it was a culture shock. I was like, Mom, I need new everything.
Yeah,
yeah, so but bad. You guys had the cheddar, so.
I did get the stuff, but it was still hard,
Jared. I'm tell you guys right now. I've perfected the not spending. Unless I'm at Costco or Sam's,
right?
With the lifestyle creep. I tuck back a lot, but I'm going to admit something right now. My pants I have on today, Amazon Basics pants.
$20.
Don't tell anybody. I will show you the tag right now. I'm wearing Amazon pants.
You are pretty basic, though.
Hey!